I'm Paul Coelho, the Director of APAC Assistance. I'm going to do a quick overview of issues happening in South Asia with effect now, but obviously I did most of the research yesterday, Monday, 17 December. Firstly, in India, the cyclone Pidi that hit the coastal areas of Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu is likely to weaken to a tropical depression today. In Sri Lanka, the United National Party leader Ranil Wickremesinghe was sworn in as a Prime Minister by President Maithripala Sirisena 2 days ago, or 3 days ago on Sunday, 16th of December. Parliament dissolution was ruled illegal by the Supreme Court on the 13th of December, and this forced Rajapaksa to resign as the Prime Minister. On November 9, Sirisena dissolved Parliament and called for a snap election on January 5. The Supreme Court verdict and appointment of Wickremesinghe has diffused the tensions in the country temporarily. President Sirisena has reiterated his reservations on appointing Wickremesinghe as the Prime Minister. A lack of cohesion between the President and the Prime Minister will lead to further friction. In Pakistan, the Army Chief General Kamar Javed Bajwa has confirmed the death sentence of 15 terrorists on Sunday, December 16. The terrorists were involved in killing civilians, security personnel, destruction of educational institutions, and abetting the suicide attacks in the Christian colony of Peshawar in 2016. Jamaat-ur-Ahrar, a Taliban faction, claimed responsibility for the attack on Peshawar, the Christian colony. The convicts were tried by a special military court and confessed to their crimes before the judicial magistrate during their respective trials. The death penalty given by a military court reflects the pivotal role played by the armed forces in the country and may provoke further retaliatory attacks by the Taliban. In fact, that's a likely outcome. So that's the end of today's brief. Our risk management membership clients get all these issues in detailed distributions of our reports. It's along with it a succinct assessment and advice section. We pride ourselves on giving very timely and succinct information along with our assessment and advice. Also, all of our assessment advisories and alerts are available on a purchase for view basis on our website at www.apacassistance.com.